We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
The Joe O Show.
It's your world, Joe.
It's your world, Joe.
It's your world, Joe.
You're listening to the Joe Ostrowski Show. Nights on 670 The Score.
Welcome on in for the next 4 hours. Joe Ostrowski hanging out with you. And it's going to be a busy, busy week. We're just talking about the launch of Radio.com Sports with Danny Parkins and Mac during the transition. I'll be hosting shows there tomorrow evening and Wednesday evening as well, 5 to 9. Also, shows here Thursday night, Friday night, early odds, and Saturday morning. So a busy, busy week. Because we have a bunch of day games coming up with the Cubs, four straight starting later on this week. And that's where I want to start. You know what, with the Cubs. We'll get to them in just a second. Can I just get something off my chest? And if the wife is listening, I don't think she is, but she will be bothered by this because opening day for the children at school, first day of school, always an emotional one. But can they go back to school, please? We've had enough. Love the kids. Had a lot of fun over the summer. And I know some of you driving home from work right now, you're thinking, well, not much of a change for me. I'm doing my 9-to-5 deal anyways. And we had our couple of vacations, but it's time. But it's time. And thankfully, 2 days from now, they go back on Wednesday. But I was talking to Tanny. He's at his wit's end right now, and it's not happening until post-Labor Day. So I feel for all the parents out there. We're almost there. We're almost home.
There's not a parent that I've ever spoke to that doesn't say the same exact thing.
Like, are they all doing it right now?
I mean, yeah, in their cars, everybody's like, yes, yes, that's, I'm glad that SBLB is out of school. I love him, but get him to school immediately.
Well, here's the thing, Herbie. It's about to be a game changer for me because my son in first grade, daughter in kindergarten, so the first time in my life, both of them are going to school for a full day. I mean, when you have camp, when you have preschool, you drop them off, you might have time to run to the gym or run an errand, but that's about it, because you're going right back. They're only there for a couple of hours. Sometimes you feel, well, what's the point? What's going on here? And I don't have time to get anything done. But now, both on the bus, both full days.
This,
I need it.
So this morning, this all just brought this back to me, even though this just happened this morning. I was at my sister's house this morning, spent the night there after I was at my nephew's birthday party yesterday. And so they just started going back to school last week.
Already?
Yeah. Well, there,
it's early usually, August?
Yeah. Usually in Central Illinois, like when I was growing up, we would start about this time and we're done by, you know, Memorial Day-ish. So anyway, the kids are getting ready this morning. It's like 7 and for whatever reason, my youngest nephew and my niece were just slow as they could possibly get ready, like taking forever to eat their breakfast, taking forever to get their shoes on. And my sister was flipping out. It was so funny. I was just like sitting there watching this unfold. And like, I even told my youngest nephew at one point when he was messing around, I'm like, dude, you're going to get yelled at. You know you are.
Yep. And that's my daughter.
Less than a minute later, he got yelled at.
My son will be on it, or he might try to sneak in some Minecraft in the morning. And my daughter will be the one wasting time just not doing what she's supposed to be doing because that's just the way it is. They couldn't be more opposite. And I know there's a lot of people that feel the same way if they have more than one child. But, yeah, I will definitely be up to help. Now, with this shift, I'm not getting home till 11. Depends how long I talk to Herbie after the show or whoever he's producing with, if it's Studs, whoever, Chris Dickens. Sometimes I get home real late. It's closer to 11 midnight, but I don't think I'm going to get out of it. See, when I was producing until midnight, getting home after 1, I could get out of the whole morning routine a little bit. My wife understood. But I'll definitely help out. But that's okay, because they're going to be out of the house earlier, starting on Wednesday, and I can't wait till I have a routine, because it's whatever. You guys all know what it's all about. I see all the parents texting in right now. Both kids starting full-time tomorrow. Can't freaking wait. Fascinating. Yes, yes, absolutely. I will talk about it. I can spend 2 minutes talking about my family. Everybody relax. But I mentioned we'll get to the Cubs. So they go on the road trip, and it ends up being a losing road trip. Splitting in Cincinnati, swept in Philadelphia, but they finally break the drought. A 91-day drought when they win 2 of 3 against the Pirates, and all of a sudden, oh, yep, they're tied in first place. We're only 38 games left, folks, in the regular season, 17 on the road and 21 at home. But there's something going on with this team that I want to talk a little bit about. And I'm exhausted by the Zobrist conversation and everybody at the AAA level that is supposedly going to come back and save this team, because I lean on the side that it's probably not going to happen, even though it was really odd. At one point this weekend, Iowa Cubs Game Day, that account, tweeted this out. Ben Zobrist rips a double to score Albert Elmora and get Iowa on the board. Daniel Descalso follows with a homer to put Iowa up 3-0 in the first with nobody out. A minor league tweet involving Zobrist, Elmora, and Descalso. Who thought that would be the case back in April? In April, we're talking about Descalso. Okay, sure, the average isn't there, but he seems to be a clutch guy, if that's a thing. He was coming through with runners in scoring position. That's just like, just when you see it, I'm like, whoa, that is so odd. Maybe you get something out of Zobrist, that would be great. But because of the losing road trip, it's tough to really focus on the positives with the Cubs right now. And the rotation is a big positive. It feels like the run they went on early in the season. So we don't know exactly what's going on with Cole Hamels. Cubs have been saying it's a mechanical issue, but we're going to find out pretty soon, because if he has another poor outing, I'm expecting an injured list in for him. But if you remove his start from this past week during this road trip, here's what Cubs starters have done over the last week. 5 starts, 33 innings. That is nearly 7 innings per start. In those 5 starts, 2 earned runs, 35 strikeouts, 7 walks. 5 of those 7 walks were Lester on Saturday. Those 5 starts, just from the starters, that gives you an ERA of 0.51. 0.51. Now, here's your problem. In those 5 starts, a 2-3 team record. You throw the Hamels start back in there, 2-4 over the past week. With what the starters did, you've got to walk away with more victories. There isn't any more time to mess around. The National League Central is going to be decided on a small sample size, because that's where you're at in the season. And my big takeaway from that road trip isn't that, well, they're pitching well, but they're just not winning games, so they're going to still win the division. Now, you asked me to pick a team, I'm going to pick the Cubs. I think they're going to win this division. But it's about Quintana and Darvish. Going into the year, throughout most of the season, the two biggest wild cards in your rotation, Quintana and Darvish. Most people would say that Hendricks is the guy you start a playoff series with, if he's fully rested. And you know what Lester and Hamels can do. And they're pros, and they should be there and ready. Rear and go. Don't know about Darvish. Don't know about Quintana. Darvish, high ceiling. But all of last year, he's dealing with the injury. He's had some blow performances. Same deal with Quintana. Two biggest wild cards. These are your two best pitchers in the rotation right now. That's what I took away
from that road trip that this has continued with Quintana and Darvish. Now, they've had offensive issues. They've had defensive woes. It should have been a winning road trip. You can make the argument that they should have gone 6-4, could have gone 7-3, but of course they did not. If you're not paying attention to what Q has been doing, check this out. And I've ripped Q as much as anyone, and I don't regret it because he deserved it at the time. But the way he's bounced back, and then today, what? Nobody's really talking about Quintana. For some reason, when Quintana and Darvish are great, they don't get the publicity that other guys get. Here's Quintana's month so far. 4 starts. He's gone 6 or 7 innings deep each start. A 1.38 ERA. 33 strikeouts in 1 walk. 1.38 ERA. 33 strikeouts, 1 walk over his last 4 starts. That's his August. And if you want to go to July, he's won his last 7 decisions. That's Quintana. Leads the team in Fangraphs WAR with 3.1. Now Darvish, a larger sample size. Let's go back to his last 8 outings. 48 2/3, a 2.77 ERA. Opponents are hitting 2.01 against him. In his last 8 starts, Darvish has 63 strikeouts and 2 walks. In the last month, it's been 42 strikeouts and 1 walk. So the 2 biggest wild cards in your rotation are your 2 best starters. And we're getting to large sample size, right? Now, if you told me before the season, Quintana and Darvish are going to do this for an extended period of time.
Okay,
everybody else is healthy? Well, Hamill's in and out, working his way back. They've dealt with their share of injuries during the season. But if we're heading into the final 6 weeks here, and Quintana and Darvish are pitching like this, I would have told you, okay, now the Cubs are in the World Series conversation. They could do that. Because you're going to have Lester, you're going to have dependable Hamels, we believe, and then Darvish and Quintana are doing that, and then you still have Hendricks? Oh, there isn't a deeper rotation. They're on the short list of World Series contenders. Knowing all that, I'm not there. I don't know if you're there, but I'm not. And it isn't even because I think Quintana and Darvish are going to come back to earth before we hit the postseason or the end of the regular season, meaning that they would go on and win the Central here. Are you there? Are you taking a look at this rotation and saying, okay, that's a World Series. That's at the very least an NLCS rotation. I'm not. Because how bad everything else has been. Because they're losing games with defense. I heard a lot of people scream about Derek Holland. That was a loss last week because of the defense. Sure, that Harper walk-off was a big part of it. That's also a defensive loss. Multiple miscues. And then the amount of times that the starters give you everything they can, and then the offense just doesn't show up. They're not coming through in those tough positions, those big spots. And they're not scoring runs. There's such a volatile offense. And that isn't even the biggest reason that I'm not there with the Cubs. Even with the rotation that is trending this way, it's the guy that made his return last night. Wasn't even a safe situation. I get it. His first appearance back, understood. Craig Kimbrel. The guy that in 15 games has a 6.08 ERA, a 7.49 FIP. He's the negative half a win player for you. And I don't want to go crazy after one appearance, but if there's one person on this team outside of the core four that is not losing their spot, it's probably Kimbrel. Does anybody see a situation like the Red Sox a year ago where Kimbrel would lose his role? Somebody else would come in and be the closer? I'm not seeing it. Morrow's not going to pitch again, right? I think we all agree on that one. Maybe Kinsler? He's not going to lose that job to Strope. I don't think with Cishek.
Is there a Chris Sale on this team?
Yeah, exactly. Herb, can you see Kimbrel losing his job this season with the Cubs?
The only person I could see him losing the job to would be Brandon Kinsler. But as we saw with his last start, he's inconsistent too.
With 3 years, is it $43 million? I don't see it. And I get it, the run scoring and the defense, but that's the biggest reason that I'm not saying that they're in that World Series conversation. His strikeout rate, 29.7%. And I'm going back. This isn't just about last night when it didn't really matter that much, right? And Madden made sure to get him out of there right away. They didn't want it to go from bad to worse. But I didn't like what I was seeing before, even before the injury. Strikeout rate, 29.7%. The worst in his career is 36. Walk rate, 12.5%. That's the same as last year. A 1.65 whip. He's your guy. The high leverage situations, when it's money time, he's your guy. The amount of times that I've been pleased with what I saw on the mound, maybe a few of those 15 appearances. It's not much. And that's his job. Feels like they're going to go down with Kimbrel. Maybe I'm wrong. But that's the biggest reason. Even with your wild cards in the rotation, pitching to this level, I don't believe they're up there with the best in the National League. Where do you sit? 312-644-6767. Overall, it was a losing road trip, but there are reasons to be positive. The way the rotation pitched, you finally won a series at Pittsburgh. Oh, wait, Williamsport. So was it really a road series? We'll count it as one. I'm not over the top. I think they'll win the division, but that's probably going to be it for this team. We've watched how many games with this club? Over 120 plus. This is what they are. Castellanos, terrific addition. I'm actually surprised at what he's been able to do. But if Kimbrel isn't fixed, if you don't get the Kimbrel from, I don't know, a year and a half ago, they aren't going anywhere. Because we just saw a bunch of games this week where Cubs starters give up one earned run, two earned runs over seven, and they still can't win the game because of the offense and then because of the bullpen. 312-644-6767. Where are you on this Cubs team? Rotation is rolling. Change your mind at all about what you've seen so far this season? Joe Ostrowski with you. Till 10 on Sports Radio 670, The Score.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Fastball, strike three called. Segura caught looking. Darvish with six shutout innings.
We've heard that a lot lately from Pat Hughes right here on Sports Radio 670. The Score. Joe Ostrowski hanging out on a Monday evening here till 10. Heard that a lot about Darvish. But not enough have resulted into victories. So on the text line, there are multiple people coming at me saying, well, just stop. Stop with the Kimbrel numbers. Stop with the small sample sizes. Guys, He didn't have a camp. He missed a big chunk of the season. He will be evaluated on a small sample size. He just came back from the injured list, makes his first appearance last night, gets lit up in his 15th appearance on the year. I just said 38 games left, right? Small sample size. You're right. That's a small sample size. But the Cubs knew that. They paid him to get results, to close out games after no camp, after a very little ramp-up period for the small sample size, right? Championship window now. Need you to close games now, not next year. We're talking about now, first off. Small sample size. And just everywhere you turn, this is by far the worst year of his career. And then I'm sure if you take a look back, last year was the second worst year of his career. So I'm going to bring up this small sample size. If you want to call it a small sample size, fine. But that's how he's going to be evaluated because of the specific situation. Believe me, I understand you don't go crazy over numbers in April or May, but they paid him to be locked down right now. What's he done? Was he impressing you before he went on the injured list? Wasn't impressing me at all. 312-644-6767. Joe Osho with you on 670 The Score. Carl in Lansing, what's on your mind?
I'm not one to complain a lot. I try to stay positive in everything. But I heard last night the Cubs have lost 18 games, you know, in the last part of the innings. And that would be, if the Cubs would win those games, they're at 84 games. There was no question of where they'd be in first place. And I do question the relieving. I do question the relief pitchers. I mean, Pedro Strop scares me every time he gets in the game. Every last one of them. Kinsler was our real hope. Then he got hurt. So I'm kind of in agreement with you. I mean, just anything at this point. I mean, I think every last one of the offensive guys are starting to get scared about the relievers. So I can't believe I'm saying this, but I agree with you. I've been watching the Cubs for a long time, and this time is kind of a question mark on what they're going to be able to do and what kind of money they spent on Kimbrel. I'm hoping I'm going to still have that ounce of hope that they'll change it around and Kimbrel come around and play like he's been paying for. So that's what I got to say.
Gotcha, Carl. Thank you for the phone call. Bottom of the hour brought to you by Northwestern Football. Join Big Ten Coach of the Year Pat Fitzgerald and the number 25 Northwestern Wildcats this fall at Ryan Field. Matchups include Ohio State, Michigan State, and Iowa. Season and single game tickets on sale now at nusports.com. Quintana and Darvish, the wild cards early in the season, in the offseason, the big wild cards in the rotation. What are they going to do? They were slotted in at 4-5, right? They're pitching to an elite level. Quintana this month, 33 strikeouts, one walk, a 1.38 ERA. Last, I don't know, month and a half, six, 7 weeks for Darvish, phenomenal. And it feels like, I don't know about you, but I don't have the confidence that they're in this World Series conversation. Win the Central? Sure. I'm down with that. Is that the goal? I don't think it is. Go ask Joe Maddon if that's the goal. Because the NL Central crown, once again, if they get back to those days of winning the division, don't think that's going to save the job. It's how far are you going to get in the postseason? William in Gary, Indiana, is on the Score.
Hello, how you doing today, Joe?
Hey, William.
Hello, man.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you, man, with Jose Quintana and Yu Darvish right now. Right now, Yu Darvish, man, he look real good, man. His last couple of starts, he's been real good, and I like Jose Quintana. But if you start a playoff series, say for instance, we win the division, we go against, I think it'll be a matchup. If we go against the Dodgers or we'll go against Washington, I think we'll face Washington. I'd like to see Yu Darvish start the first game, man. Yu Darvish got good strikeout stuff.
Well, it would be Atlanta,
stuff
William.
Is really good. And in the playoff game, in most playoff games, you're going to need a pitcher that can go out and get you that strikeout, that can go out and get you that big pitch. And I think Yu Darvish should be, I think you couldn't go wrong with Yu Darvish or Jose Quintana.
Thanks, William. If both of these guys continue this to the end of the regular season, how are they not 1-2 at this level? If this continues, now I was saying a few starts ago, I don't know if Darvish can keep this up. Well, he keeps on trucking. 63 strikeouts and 2 walks in his last 8 starts. This is why they gave him $126 million. Can you do that? This is what they were hoping for. Now they're getting it. Yeah, he continues this to the end of the regular season. Cubs are in the playoffs. People will be scared to say this, but Darvish is my guy. Uh-huh. Yeah, sorry, Lester. Appreciate it, Hendricks. Can't wait to throw you in there. But this is the ace on the team. Griffith, Indiana. Jim, you're on the score.
Joel, you're the man. Real quick, I just kind of want to get your thoughts on this. Is this generation of Cubs, are they going to be like the 85 Bears, or to a lesser extent, the Blackhawks, where they're stripped?
Is Madden going to be Dicka?
Well, that's the thing. Well, I mean, are you going to get rid of Madden, and then all of a sudden it's going to get better? Or you still got the same players. Is this it? Are we going to look back and, man, what could have been?
Yeah, I hope not. I don't think so. They're gonna get.
Herb just brought up a good point. I mean, yeah. Madden does have a restaurant here now, so they're they're getting closer.
Well, they at least with Madden, they kept making it to the Final Four for a while there.
That's
and,
true.
And both restaurants have Frank Vincent singing at the Frank Vincent.
That's true.
Not Frank Vincent. It's the wrong name. John Vincent.
John.
Frank Vincent is no longer with us.
Yes, if you've heard the shows, thank you. If you've heard the shows from Madden's post, you've heard him sing. And I think there's another one coming up this week, isn't there? I believe so. So much going on. Tomorrow, Lawrence Holmes has the Cubs on deck luncheon with Nick Castellanos and Derek Holland, which should be entertaining. But yeah, I hope not. You don't want to be the 85 Bears. We're just talking about the 2016 Cubs forever. I mean, you will, because they finally won the World Series with that roster. You're always going to talk about that moment to your kids, to your grandkids, about when that finally happened. But it was supposed to be a championship window, and we're still in that window. Yeah, you hope not. You hope not. Chris Bryant, Baez is going to be playing a long time, hopefully both here. I don't know, but if you want to look past this season, and I don't suggest doing that because they're obviously in the mix, but is Hamels going to re-sign with the team? I don't know. It's going to happen in free agency. No idea. Speaking of Joe Madden, he was on the score from his charity golf outing earlier today with Lawrence Holmes. Had a great chat. Actually, later on, I want to bring the full thing back. But since we're spending so much time talking about Quintana and Darvish, I thought you should hear this in case you're not with us later on tonight. Here's Lawrence Holmes and Madden discussing Q and Darvish.
Starting pitching on the road has been pretty good. And Quintana, my goodness. We talked about him last week, but he keeps giving you dominant performances.
He's reinvented himself a bit. You saw the curveball last night and the changeup last night. Earlier on, and even when we first got him, I thought he was just like way too fastball oriented. And when he's able to mix in that curveball strike and then curveball chase and the changeup with the good arm stroke, the fastball becomes even better. So, and listen, if you knew the guy, you'd really understand it. This guy works so sincerely hard. He's the best teammate in the world. Everybody loves to see his success, and he's earned it. But I think the primary difference is curveball command, and the utilization of the changeup.
Do you think that it's changed the way the scouting reports look for him now?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You just can't go up there sitting on one thing. And not only that, like the two-seamer on the inside edge where the righties back off the plate and it becomes a strike, that's a devastating pitch, whether a righty can throw it to a lefty or a lefty can throw it to a righty. That pitch right there could be a great equalizer. It makes the plate so much wider. It gives the hitter so many more things to think about. And he's at that juncture in his career right now.
And Darvish, too, yeah. where you've been expecting this turn of a corner of Yu Darvish, and now it's almost like it went, watching on television, his confidence seems to be sky high. What's it look like from ground level?
Same. Darvish right now, command of his fastball. He's got a variety of different speeds off of his breaking ball, and the splitter's back. His splitter is a devastating pitch. Wow. And not many people throw that anymore. It's a tough pitch to command, and he commands it. He can throw for a strike, which most people cannot do. So he's got everything going on right now. His confidence cannot be higher. And like I said before, I don't know if anybody's actually pitching better than he is in the National League right now.
Great stuff from Joe Maddon and Lawrence Holmes this evening on The Score. Rather, earlier today on The Score. Maybe in about an hour we'll be able to bring the full thing back. Oh, man, I want you guys to hear what he said about Nick Castellanos and what he does every day, too. Really strong stuff there. 312-644-6767. We were just talking about Ditka, okay? So, you may have missed this over the weekend. Indiana is launching sports betting, the legalized version. Some of you may know that. The target date was always week one of the NFL season. It looks like that's going to happen. Now, the horseshoe and the sports book will be called The Book. Okay? The horseshoe will open the day before Bears-Packers, September 5th. And the first wager will be placed by Coach Ditka. Mike Ditka will be placing the first wager at Horseshoe in Hammond, Indiana. So that would be September 4th, Wednesday, September 4th. If you want to go see the coach, don't know the time they'll be opening. I'm sure we'll find out. I love it. I love that.
What's he going to be betting on? That's my question.
Oh, you know he's betting on the Bears the next night, right?
No, he's betting on Mitch Trubisky 25-1.
MVP?
Yeah, you know him. He likes to
gamble.
Wants
to make a little extra money?
Yeah, he likes to gamble on dumb things.
Bears. No, I think since it's the Packers, he's definitely going to place a wager on Bears -3.5 against the Pack. Herb, your call is Trubisky MVP?
Oh, yeah, because, you know, Ricky Williams for, like, the whole draft.
What does that have to do?
His decision-making on things are not that great.
Okay. Studs? Prediction? I say Bears -3.5.
I'm going to go with the Bears one. That seems like the most obvious one that he would go with. I wouldn't be surprised on the Mitch one, though. That would not shock me one bit.
So that's what these states do. The first legal wager, they bring in some celebrities. Since Indiana used Ditka, they beat you to the punch. When Illinois opens up, can you really use Ditka? Does you have to go somewhere else?
Can get him back and get like John Cougar Mellencamp.
Can you get Barack Obama?
Larry Bird. What about Larry Bird?
No, you're not lowering yourself to Indiana's level.
All right, that's a good point.
You need someone from this state, from here.
MJ would be good.
I don't know if, Michael Jordan would be really good. It'll be perfect too.
Yeah. Yes, it would be, Herb. Did you realize that casino is 15 miles from Soldier Field? 15 miles.
I saw the markups. They look nice.
Think so? I was wondering how much money they were going to put into those sports books.
I saw what the Iowa one looks like, and then one that Hammond's going to open up. I was like, man, that looks professional.
Because they want many, many, many people from Chicago to just take the quick drive across the border. Go into those parking lots. What do you see? All Illinois license plates. Not Indiana, Illinois.
I'm sure some advertisements will be up here on The Score soon.
Yeah, I'm sure I'll be doing some shows from out there.
We'll see billboards on I-90, too.
Hey, I'm ready to travel down to Indiana for a remote.
You were talking about doing it for Iowa, which is 3-4 hours away.
We got fans out there.
I understand, but that's a long drive for us.
You can check out Doug in Eastern Iowa, too.
So, Herb, if I have a remote in Northwest Indiana at a sports book, are you going to stay in studio or come on out?
I'm coming out.
Oh,
I only come out to special ones, like the one in Caliendo's in Winfield, because of the home field advantage.
Uh-huh.
And I'll go out to the sports book reluctantly, because you know how I hate gambling in sports. So, yeah, I'll come out reluctantly to help you out, Joe.
Yes, thank you, Herb. Yeah, you're one of the few people that I've heard from, like, man, I can't wait till this is legalized, because I'm going to bet on sports.
Yeah, whenever something's legal, I'll start doing it.
Oh, January 1, huh?
Baby.
2020?
Every day.
Yeah, every day.
That's what Nate Dogg said, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
I don't know if I'll smoke it. Maybe some edibles and such. kids, if you're listening at home, don't do this stuff.
Oh, man.
Smoke weed every day.
It'll be great. 312-644-6767. Speaking of smoking weed, we'll continue the Cubs conversation and also talk about Bill Walton's appearance on Friday for Sox Angels. Joe Ostrowski with you, Sports Radio 670, The Score.
What a fantastic turn of events if you love the Chicago White Sox, and I'm falling in love by the breath.
Yeah, that was Bill Walton going back to Friday, late Friday evening. Sox Angels, game one of that set. Joe Ostrowski with you, Sports Radio 670, The Score. All right, I'm doing the show with two Sox fans producing, Herb Lawrence and Adam Sadzinski, so I want you guys to chime in on this. Now, I worked Friday morning with Connor McKnight all day. All day. Maybe this says something about my life right now, but all day I was thinking about what it's going to be like to see Bill Walton behind the mic for a Sox game, and it did not disappoint for one second. So excited about it. Trying to think what other moments throughout the season was I as enthusiastic for.
Crowd is awesome.
I mean, Aloy, he's going to play every day. There was a buzz. Same for Cease, that day game against the Tigers. Buzz in the city. But I don't think it was like Walton, because you knew this was going to be a one-time deal. Cease, once he's in the rotation, we're going to see him every fifth day. Loved the idea. Thought it was great. I kind of wish Tom Pachorik was still in the rotation. I don't know if he's out of the rotation because he just makes me laugh. And I get all of his Polish jokes that he squeezes in the broadcast. So I wish he was still in there. I don't know if he's going to call any games or not. But I will say, as much as I enjoyed it and laughed and loved all the clips that went viral, they have great chemistry, Walton and Benetti. After about an hour, I mean, it was a long start. I think the first inning was like a half hour. After about an hour, two, three innings in, it's like, okay, I can't anymore. I just can't. And it was on in the background. I put it on mute, and that was that. I had to mute the game for a while. It was a lot. Because of the pace of baseball compared to basketball, it was so much just in your face. Now, I enjoyed it. I'm not complaining at all, but after an hour, it was quite enough from Bill Walton in my household. Herb Lawrence, Adam Sadzinski, did you watch? Did you enjoy? What happened?
I was here, so I did not watch, okay, but Herb. I pretty much watched because of all the tweets that were going up during that
game.
Right,
right. If you search Walton's name, you weren't going to miss a minute.
Yeah, and there was a lot of audio. You know, NBC Sports Chicago did a good job of retweeting all the funny stuff that he did. They did a couple supercuts of what he was saying and the interaction with Jason and, of course, with Lucas Giolito's brother. But, yeah, once I got a little taste of him, like, Bill Walton's good in small doses. Mm-hmm. Just like I said, like, it's Kevin Hart movies. I want him being the, you know, the star, not the star. He's not carrying the movie. And that's what Bill Walton was. He was carrying the whole broadcast. I'm good. Give me small doses of Bill Walton. Just like a nice bite, not the whole meal.
Herb, we've learned over the last week that you're good on a lot of things, White Sox, especially the broadcasting angle.
Hey, man.
I understand. I'm right there with you. You know this. All right, Studs, go ahead.
Yeah, I loved it. I loved every second. Every second.
Did you watch the entire game?
I actually did not watch the entire game. What was I
doing? It was
doing?
Such a late game.
I was out doing something Friday.
You're pretending it was 2020.
I was out doing something Friday. And so I tuned in a little later. I can't remember exactly what inning, probably the fourth inning or something. I watched every second after that, and I loved it. I thought it was hilarious.
Okay. At no point were you like, all right, Bill, let's... Thank you.
No, I wanted more.
You wanted more. You want him to do the Saturday game.
I think it would have been fun to do it every weekend. It's not something that I would sign up for every day because it would definitely get old after a while. It wouldn't be special, but I would have been down for the whole weekend. That would have been cool.
Oh, man. Yeah, I don't think I'm checking in. But I'll be honest, knowing Stoney wasn't in the booth and also understanding that it wasn't going to be Bill Walton on Saturday and Sunday, I would check in on the game, but I had it on mute. I wasn't interested. I heard one of the guys was good, the other average, but I forget who. Forget which day.
Michael Schur or Schnur?
Yeah, but I didn't even. I wasn't sure because I had the thing on mute. I just saw their statistician get so much TV time over those 3 days.
The second guy Sunday was Michael Bryan. He's from SNL. He created AP Bio for NBC. He wasn't, he was excited. He was the actual Sox fan, but he was understated and not really bringing the funny. Then they brought in Jimmy Pardo, and that kind of ruined it for me.
Yeah, okay. So you were listening, checking out to see if those guys were any good.
Yeah, it wasn't. I like Michael Bryan's work, so I was thinking that maybe I'll like his broadcasting style. It was not my style.
Give me the Herb Lawrence power rankings of the three guest analysts.
I would go with the guy on Saturday, Michael Schur. I think his name is pronounced.
Saturday, he's number one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Then Bill Walton, then Michael Bryan.
Oh, boy, you really didn't like him.
It's not that I didn't like him. He just didn't, like, I liked the guy as a person, but as the broadcast, no, it didn't work out for me.
Okay. There's Herb Lawrence and Studs getting their take on the Bill Walton. Hey, it was great. I can't wait to see what the numbers are for that game. For an Angels game, dog days of the season, 6 weeks left now?
And another thing about Sunday, no Mike Trout for the Angels, so that might have lent itself to a boring game.
Yeah, sure.
Sox lost, too.
I was just talking about the news coming down that Mike Ditka will make the first bet, legally, in the state of Indiana when they open their books the day before the Bears-Packers game. And
Bears.
We got a lot of suggestions. And most of them about Pete Rose. Yes. Yeah, you can bring in Pete Rose. That's not going to happen. I don't see it. Rhino? Don't see it. Still involved in the Cubs organization. Maybe they'll have books at Wrigley, but they haven't announced anything. I don't see it anyway. Blago? Yes. Sign me up for that. Circus.
Got to get him out of jail first, man.
He's in the news every day. His wife or himself in the news every single day. You wake up, oh, there's that now. That's taken another turn. Maybe he'll be out, Studs. And he would be able to do that. I don't know which book he'd go to. Rivers, I don't know. I don't know if any book would invite him over. But that'll be interesting to see where Illinois goes. I think most people think it will be Murray.
And that'd be a rough look. And bring a governor was impeached. I mean,
hey, can felons bet like that? Be in sports books?
Why not?
I don't know.
Legal. It will be. I would think so. Studs, you grew up in Springfield.
Springfield-ish, yeah.
I mean, I'm just saying. You're like, you can't bring in a crooked governor. Like,
nah, no, yeah, I don't think that's not a good look, man.
I mean... Bring the circus. Yeah, sure, fine. 312-644-6767, 312-644-6767, but it won't be Pete Rose. Oh, yeah. Now we're getting a lot of suggestions rolling in. People agree with you, Herb, on Jimmy Pardo, that was a big bummer. I didn't even know who he was when you were talking about him before the show started. I had no idea what you were talking about. Coming up next, to nobody's surprise, the Bears don't play anybody on Friday. We're sitting here on a Monday, and I listen to the station much of the day. I don't think anybody was talking about the game on Friday because it was a nothing. When the Bears announced it, okay, nobody's playing. Nobody in game two. And now it wouldn't even be a shocker if Mitch Trubisky doesn't throw a pass the entire preseason. But what else does this mean? Because there are other coaches following suit here. It isn't just Matt Nagy here. What does this mean for the future of the NFL? And let's talk about that kicking situation. Yeah, there's one guy left, but I don't think he's going to be the guy kicking the football for the Bears in that season opener against the Packers. 312-644-6767. Tweets at Joe0670. Text lines are always open, 67011. And in the 8 o'clock hour, the guys from the Cubs post-game show, they're going to join me in studio. Michael Cerami, Luis Medina. That should be fun. So a lot of Cubs talk in that 8 o'clock hour right here on Sports Radio 670, The Score.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one,
They're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.